American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 720. Here is the translated text as follows. Blackmail was not committed either through accusation or demand. Candler admits she's been to his office a number of times. Do you realize just how busy a man the mayor of Atlanta is with all the huge business interests of Asa G. Candler? Isn't it significant that she has given so much of his time for interviews in his office? Think that little point over when you get in the jury room. I don't have time to go more fully into it now. Remember, if there is any reasonable doubt in your minds as to her guilt, you have to acquit her if you are brave men and observe your oaths. Suspicion of her guilt is not enough. There must be no shadow of a doubt. Suppose this thing had happened to me in my office and I was as innocent as Candler says he is. Would I have called my son, agents, lawyers, etc., if nothing had happened? Would any reasonable man? If nothing had happened in that office except what Mr. Candler says did happen, why all the excitement? Mr. Candler didn't say what he talked about during those 7 minutes she was in his office, did he? He can't remember what it was about except that they talked about the Red Cross. It seems to me that if I talked for 7 minutes about the Red Cross, I could remember a little of what I said. What was all this excitement about? It looks mighty strange, this tempest in a teapot, if nothing bad happened. Then Mr. Candler tells his stenographer that he is expecting a woman at his office. He never suspects anything until she says there is a man at the window. Then he runs to get Forrest Adair. And Rube Arnold comes in. You can bet there's a leg to be pulled. Oh, Forrest will mourn when he goes to Candler's funeral. $100,000 a year he gets his fees from Candler, he says. And neither Forrest nor Rube work for nothing. Forrest Adair is the smartest man in Atlanta. I mean it. He knows which side his bread is buttered on. He admits he was looking out for Candler. Candler says, "See if you can't get her." So Forrest leads her into a trap. He swore he did it to develop a suspected scheme. See, he didn't say there was...